Welcome to A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian, and here I am to tell you all the fun of the chalkboard versus whiteboard. All right, let's be honest. You go to school, your teacher either had a whiteboard or a chalkboard. Now they've got smart boards and projectors and, you know, it doesn't even matter at this point. But I'm sure there's still chalkboards and whiteboards in the class. And you know what? When I was a little kid, what they would do is sometimes, if you were lucky, they would hand out for math class whiteboards so you could do all your addition and subtraction and sometimes even multiplication. They would just come out with a bunch of mini whiteboards and we would sit there and I would obviously draw. That's the first instinct. You know, you get a whiteboard and a marker and obviously you're gonna do whatever you want rather than the math problem that's going on because everybody else is drawing the same exact math problem, so you wanna be different, and that's what I would do. But let's talk about the differences. Chalkboard, we got a rough surface versus a smooth surface. We got markers versus chalk. You know, that friction and non-friction. I mean, I guess technically there's still friction, but either way. You know, impartial to markers. The markers are probably the best part because you know what? You get different color varieties. You still get varieties with chalk, but there's just so much dust. The only downfall to like actually using a whiteboard, and it drives me nuts, is like the eraser leftovers. Like there's that black soot no matter what you erase, you know? Like you can erase all of the whiteboard stuff and it'll still somehow just be black, crusty, flaky, who knows what. And you know what? That's fine. That's just how whiteboards operate. But chalk, that's way worse. I once had a chalkboard in one of my apartments and I would just try and draw something every day just because why not? I was like, oh boy, you know what? This chalkboard is here. Let's use it. Let's put something on there. It could just be like a message board. It could just be like the picture of the day kind of a thing. That's what I did. Picture of the day. And you know what? It worked out real good. My friends in the apartment, they loved it. And we kept it going for a little while. It didn't work out so great after I moved out. Because, you know, when you're back home with your parents, just they care a little less about the chalkboard. But there was still so much dust. I remember I used it every day. I would erase the chalkboard and it was just like, I needed a vacuum cleaner. Like I probably could have made chalk from the leftover dust that fell off of it, which I feel like should be something someone invents, a chalk compressor, all right? Just somebody take the dust that comes off of chalk and then put it back into chalk. Okay, glue it back together. Somebody figure that out. Why don't we stop wasting chalk? Hashtag stop this chalk. I don't know. We'll come up with a better hashtag later. Whiteboards are where it's at, as far as I'm concerned. They were like the greatest invention after the chalkboard. I mean, then you get iPads. Is it really a whiteboard? No. But I mean, they come with a pen, you know, you can get a pencil, you can draw on it. Notebooks, are they whiteboards? No, but then you can use pencils. Color pencils are still my favorite utensil. they're my favorite item to color with, just draw with. I don't want to get too crazy about this, but whiteboards, they sell chalkboards, but how often do you see someone buy a chalkboard nowadays? Because they don't want to deal with the chalk, okay? They want a whiteboard. They want the ones that have the calendars. Most of the time they're magnetic. Chalkboards, sometimes they're magnetic. I have had a couple of letdowns in the chalkboard department, but then you go and then you're like, hey, not only can I put stuff on here, but sometimes you get the benefit of cork, like a cork board as an addition. All right, now I can put cool pins up, notes, pictures. I can be a perfect like Land's End model. My room, is just perfect. It's astounding. Is it what I require in life? No. But whiteboards, I'm just determined that's where it's at. As for our friends in the Department of Chalk, they've got all sorts of sizes. They've got all sorts of cork boards. You can buy cork boards separately, honestly. It doesn't have to be about the cork board. But I just usually find that when you go buy a whiteboard, you get cooler things. Like, chalkboard is like, here's a chalk piece, maybe a couple chalk pieces, you know? Good luck. And then you get an eraser. Most of the time when you get a whiteboard, the markers have erasers on them at this point in this time. And then you just have so many colors. The colors are always more vibrant than what you'd get with chalk too. Chalk orange and chalk red and chalk green and blue, it's always like a bad crayon or something. Like it's just, it does that like sparsed out, it's not a smooth line. I feel better when I write things and notes on a whiteboard compared to a chalkboard. I think it's more fulfilling. Anyway, that's all the time I have. I hope you buy whiteboards, because whiteboards need our help so they don't die out in the future and lose to smart boards and technology. Thank you. I'm You Found Brian. Keep listening. This is A Little of This, A Little of That.